said you know me well. I've seen you and little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. Thank you, dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh, yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. I'd have to dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, I believe that when you dance and slow, it's a condition. Welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you, with my silent partner in crime, Brandon Renber, alongside me for our final game of the year at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, barring a championship matchup here in a couple weeks' time. The Marauders come into this one with a devastating and controversial loss last night, in which an interference call at first base saw the tying run wiped away in the game, ending an 8-7 defeat for Bradenton. The Marauders 32-21 in the second half, now three games back off the Flying Tigers in the division race. 12 games to go after today. Boy, does this one mean a heck of a lot. Hoping that Clearwater can help us out. Bradenton today will have a lefty-heavy lineup. Mitch Jebb leading it off. White Jr. batting second. Mitchell DHs and hits third. Rodolfo Nolasco will clean it up and start in left field. McAdoo bats fifth, plays second. Davies Nadal will patrol in right and bat sixth. Alfonso catches and hits seventh. Jerez and Harrison go 8-9 at first and third, respectively. Juan de la Cruz is the starter here today for the Hammerheads. The Jupiter right-hander with a 4.86 ERA and 9 starts this year. 33 and a third pitch, has struck out 32 and walked 20 in the 2023 season defensively. He's backed up by Spencer Bramwell catching. Santiago at first. Jordan McCants at second. Olmstead at short. Tony Bullard at third. Jake DeLeo in left. Mark Coley in center. With Kemp Alderman in right field. The Marauders starter is Luis Peralta. He's been great out of the bullpen the last few months, but all season long has struggled in that starting role, hoping he can find his good form here today. A must-win game and almost a need-Clearwater-to-win type of day to hopefully get back to two games out of first place. 12 games to go after this matchup here this afternoon. The Marauders struggle in day games this year, hitting just .228 when the sun is out. 5.4 runs per game, in day affairs, and on Sundays they don't fare much better. The Marauders, though, were able to continue their streak of homering in every series since opening weekend with Lonnie White Jr.'s 2-run shot in the 9th last night. Bradenton are 3 homers short of a franchise single-season team best, which would take them to 109 on the year. Marauders with Palm Beach at home and Fort Myers on the road after this. Lakeland at Jupiter this next week. They're going to replace us here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. The Tigers will finish at home against Tampa. Jobs got to get done here today, though, both for the Marauders here in Palm Beach and for those Clearwater Threshers at Lakeland. De La Cruz for Jupiter, Peralta for Bradenton. The Marauders in their road grays, Jupiter in their home whites. First pitch just a minute away here on the Marauder Radio Network. Stay tuned for some Sunday afternoon baseball when we come back. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, National Anthem concluded. It is time for Sunday afternoon baseball in West Palm Beach, Florida. Marauders and Hammerheads closing out this series. Bradenton, a chance to win a series for the first time in a long time, it feels like. A split at home with Lakeland, a split on the road in Fort Myers. Before that, we were at home, I believe, against the Mighty Muscles and split that series. Haven't won a series, I believe, since we swept Dunedin after the All-Star break. Split with, lost to Tampa. Yeah. Man, it's been a long while. Chance to do that here today. Mitch Jebb will step into the box. De La Cruz on the mound. Went through his numbers in the little pregame runaround, but once more, a 4.86 ERA, 33 and a third pitch, making his 10th start of the year. Averages just under a strikeout per inning. First offering to Jebb. Mitch takes, fastball on the outer corner, called a strike, and it's 0-1 to start. We're underway at 12:02 local. Jeb, a rough game yesterday. Takes the 0-1 pitch off the outside corner. It's a ball and a strike to him. Mitch 0 for 5. Four ground outs. Reached once on an air in the ninth inning. The 1-1 down in the dirt. Jeb takes it comfortably for ball two. Mitch hitting 275 in his last 10 games. Connor Crowell behind home plate. As Jeb puts a charge in this one to left center field. Well struck back into the gap after it. DeLeo still going. He won't get there. That one's going to fall on the warning track. Jeb turning the legs. He's in the third with a stand-up leadoff triple. Crushed by Jeb. Don't have TrackMan up yet on my computer, but 94 off the bat, 353 the distance. Shout out Brandon Rembert for the assist there. Ball that just carried, which has been opposite of the case here this week. Everything dying. Runner 90 feet away for Lonnie White Jr. now. Infield in. Lonnie takes high fastball. 1-0 the count to him. White Jr. with a massive two-run homer in the ninth inning yesterday. Sixth long ball of the year. The 1-0 pitch from De La Cruz. White Jr. hits a chopper to third. Past the diving effort of Bullard. A base hit will score. Jeb and the Marauders lead 1-0. Just four pitches in to the Sunday afternoon game. RBI number 27 of the year for Lonnie White Jr. That's one way to respond after a finish to the game yesterday that left a sour taste in everyone's mouth. Cal Mitchell up now. His fourth rehab start with the Marauders. 2-for-10 at the plate with two RBI. First pitch. Takes back foot slider, missing low and in for ball one. What a start to this one. The Marauders, who have seemed to be slow in the first few innings all week, are alive and well here in the first. De La Cruz is 1-0 to Mitchell. Misses inside, almost hits him. Mitchell somehow jumps out of the way of a back foot slider that ran in. 2-0 the count now. White Jr. with a sizable lead at first. Lonnie has 10 stolen bases this year. The 2-0 to Mitchell. Misses low and in again, 3-0. De La Cruz a little shaken up, it seems, after the triple and single to put the Marauders in front here. Clear skies today, wind blowing in. The 3-0. Called ball four. Fastball at the knees, looked good. Will happily take the leadoff, or rather, no out walk, pardon. Feels like a leadoff walk. Still no outs in the inning. And the Marauders have two men on base for Rodolfo Nolasco. Catcher Bramwell out to have a mound chat with De La Cruz. Nolasco, a great game yesterday. Was 2-for-5 with a double, a single, and an RBI. Singled with two outs down to the final strike in the game for the Marauders last night. Davies Nadal pinch ran for him and was on base when that shocking finish occurred. Team RBI and home run leader, 59 batted in, 16 homers this year. Lonnie at second, Mitchell at first. Nolasco takes a breaking ball that dives low and away, missing for ball one. Five straight pitches, missing the strike zone from Juan De La Cruz after giving up the triple and single. The 1-0 from the hammerhead righty. Nolasco takes fastball about half a foot off the outside corner, makes it 2-0. Good speed on the base paths. Nolasco could double the lead with a base hit here. The 2-0. Call the strike. De La Cruz barely gets a piece of the low and inside corner. 2-1 the count to Nolasco, hitting 294 in the last 10. The 2-1 pitch, De La Cruz keeping a close eye on the runners. Misses up and over the head of Nolasco. He ducks out of the way of a breaking ball that was destined for his ear hole. The count 3-1 now. Ball four would load him up with nobody out for Charles McAdoo. Hitter advantage offering. In the dirt, ball four, back-to-back walks. Coupled with the White Junior single, load the bases with none away for McAdoo. And now Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for the Hammerheads, has decided it is time to have a chat. This is a great way to start a game after last night's conclusion. Bradenton at their best when they're drawing walks, and they're showing that here. Just one strike out of the last nine pitches from De La Cruz after giving up a leadoff triple and then a RBI single off the bat of White Jr. Two walks and two hits through the first four men. Quick chat on the mound concluded. McAdoo will step in. Charles hitting 355 this year. Three homers, 16 RBI. First pitch to him. Misses low in the dirt. Ball one. Good pickup by the catcher Bramwell to stop it from getting away. Mack was the batter that put the ball in play, resulting in the game-ending interference call yesterday. The 1-0. Charles takes. Fastball misses. No more than a few inches off the outside corner. A great take makes it 2-0. A 400 hitter with runners in scoring position. Pitch. There's a strike. Fastball. Finds a home right out over the heart of the plate. McAdoo taking all the way. The count 2-1 now. Game today being played behind closed doors, as with every Tuesday, Sunday here. McAdoo lines this one to right center field. That's down for a hit. Jogging home is White Jr. Mitchell's going to be held up at third. Throw comes into the infield. It's 2-0 Marauders. RBI number 17 of the year for Charles McAdoo. His base hit keeps the line moving. Still loaded. Still nobody out. Now an even better lead. See if Davies Nadal can keep it going. Davies hitting 250 in the last 10 games. 216 on the year. Seven homers, 34 batted in. Bases loaded, no out still. First pitch. Nadal takes a ball in the dirt. Great block by Bramwell. Goes into the butterfly. Henrik Lundqvist-esque to knock that one down and keep it in front of him. Mitchell at third, Nolasco at second, McAdoo at first. De La Cruz with the 1-0 pitch to Nadal. Takes. Fastball in the outer half of the plate. Called a strike, gets 1-1. De La Cruz with the even offering to Nadal. Davies takes. Ticky-tack call. Slider that looked more off the plate than on it. Called a strike to make it 1-2. De La Cruz desperate to get the first out here in the first inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Nadal chases a breaking ball way below the bottom edge of the strike zone for out number one. Brings up Omar Alfonso with the bases loaded. Omar batting 241 this year, 27 RBI. First pitch to him, a breaking ball misses. Up around the letters, 1-0. Mitchell at third, Nolasco at second, McAdoo at first, bases loaded. This pitch to Omar is fouled off, straight to the backstop for strike one. Omar, a perfect 4-for-4 in bases loaded opportunities this year. Has gotten four hits, a double one of them, 10 RBIs, walked three times. The 1-1 from De La Cruz. Alfonso takes, fastball misses outside, it's 2-1. Marauders up 2-0 here in the first inning. 2-1 pitch with one out and the bases juiced. Line drive to right field's going to get down. Coming in to score, Mitchell. Nolasco held at third. We go merry-go-round again. An RBI single for Alfonso. Makes it 3-0 Marauders. Dugout fired up. Brings up Juan Jerez. Well, I think we have our answer. The question after last night's, I mean, I said 15 different ways to describe it yesterday, but unfortunate finish. This one, a short hop grounder to second, fielded, stepped on for one, and thrown to first. A first pitch double play. A ball that Jerez hit well ends the inning, but the question was, how are the Marauders going to react to a really, really crummy way to lose a game, have it taken out of their hands last night? The answer is with 3 runs off of 4 hits here in the first inning. Marauders up by a triple, going to the bottom half of the first. Peralta to the mound when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning, Marauders 3. Hammerheads nothing to score. The left-hander Luis Peralta on the mound for the Marauders. Peralta this year a 5.21 ERA in 8 starts, but has made 21, now 22 appearances. Has been very good out of the bullpen. His best month of the year is this month of August, a 1.69 ERA. In 10 and two-thirds thrown this month. On the year, 46 and two-thirds pitched. Has struck out 61 and walked 31. A 1.5 whip on the year. First pitch to McCants from Peralta. Misses inside for ball one. McCants batting 230 this year. Coley, Roberts, and Alderman follow him in the first four. Next pitch tipped into the mitt of Alfonso for strike one. Omar catching, Jerez at first, Harrison at third, McAdoo and Jeb up the middle. Peralta's 1-1. Misses off the outer half of the plate by about 3 or 4 inches for ball two. Nolasco in left, White Jr. in center, Nadal in right field today. The 2-1 from Luis. Popped foul and out of play, straight to the backstop for strike two. Peralta looking to punch out McCants to start the day, the 2-2. Grounded hard towards short, but straight into the glove of Jeb, who scoops and throws in time. A great stretch from Jerez to get the speedy McCants set aside for out number one. Brings up Mark Coley. Batting 203 this year, a 382 on base percentage for him. Game in Lakeland does not start until 1 p.m. today, so we'll give updates once that one is in action. First pitch to Coley from Peralta. Fastball misses below the knees for ball one. The 1-0 from the left-hander. Call the strike, gets a pitcher favorable call there as it splits the outer edge of the plate to make it 1-1. Even offering. Bounces in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to count now. Peralta working with a quick pace here in the first inning. 10 on the clock. He's already set. Pitch home. Call the strike. Same spot. Fastball paints the black. And it's 2-2. Coley's going to have to choke up and get defensive here. Parapiece pitch. Fisted pop fly, first base side. Jerez on the run and foul ground makes the catch for out number two. Not an easy play by any means. A spinning pop fly that ends up closer to the dugout than the first base bag. And Jerez, with a good sprint, got a great read on it. Had to be on time with his reaction to that ball. Brett Roberts up, team batting average leader, hitting .270 this year. Just a .314 on base percentage, though. Takes a breaking ball up in the zone for strike one. Rodder is able to give Peralta this nice three-run lead to start with. Next pitch, a heater. About a foot off the outside part of the plate, it lands for ball one. The 1-1 from Luis with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the first. Called a strike, fastball, man. Thigh high, center cut, taken for strike two. Peralta locating well here in the first. Trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning, the 1-2 pitch home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball away, chased. And Roberts set down via the punchy to end the frame. Perfect first for Peralta in a darn perfect inning offensively. Marauders 3, Hammerheads nothing. Going to the second inning when we come back. Back here for the top of the second inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 3, Hammerheads nothing, our score. Kalai Harrison, the 9-hole hitter, will lead it off here in the second. Harrison batting .250, playing his 10th game as a pro today. Takes eye-level fastballs. De La Cruz remains in the game on the mound. Kalai will start up 1-0. Next pitch. Misses inside by a good ways, 2-0. Maybe Jupiter not in as fortunate of a scenario as the Marauders are. As the fastball misses high to make it 3-0. Bradenton with a very talented bullpen available today. Carrion can throw, Bidwah can throw. The 3-0. At the knees, the fastball is called a strike, and it's 3-1 now, but Harrison still firmly in the driver's seat here in this plate appearance. 3-1. There it is, eye level. Fastball missing way above the top edge of the strike zone for ball four. Leadoff walk starts the second inning. On the front foot for the Marauders. Mitch Jebb up now, tripled to start the game. Third pitch of the game. Back in the first inning. Sizable lead at first for Kalai, has one stolen base this year. He He takes off first pitch. Jeb fouls it back to the backstop. That was a protect-your-runner type of swing. Could not have been a more perfect pitch for the catcher to try and throw down on. Fastball high and outside. It was closer to a pitch out than a pitch to the strike zone. I think that's just a miss, though, from De La Cruz. That was fortunate for him. That was 0-1 after the foul ball. Jeb takes. Slider misses a good few feet inside for ball one. Kind of curves right in front of the knees of Mitch. Lands behind the back foot. The 1-1. Same spot. Slider misses. I don't know if we've seen a breaking ball for a strike here from De La Cruz. Has not lived anywhere near the strike zone with his curve thus far. The 2-1 pitch to Jeb. Mitch grounds it weakly towards second. Flipped for one. Throw to first. In time, a double play. That was as good a pitch to hit as any. Jeb got a middle-middle fastball. Just couldn't find a hole. Another 4-6-3 twin kill to aid De La Cruz in getting out of it. Lonnie White Jr. up. RBI single back in the first inning. First pitch takes a big cut and a miss at a breaking ball. Low and outside. Chased for strike one. Now the 0-1. This time Lonnie lays off the curveball away, and it's 1-1 the count to him. Even offering from De La Cruz. Check swing. Doesn't go. Able to hold up. Two balls and a strike to count. Now to high and tight fastball that did not miss by much. De La Cruz comes again. White Jr. takes a front hip breaking ball. Nowhere near the zone. 3-1. Pitch from the right-hander. High fly ball. Shallow right field. Alderman charging in and calling it and catching it inning over. Rodder set down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. Walk, double play, fly out ends the second inning. We will head to the bottom half of the second inning, rather, with the Marauders leading 3-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 3, Hammerheads nothing, our score. Peralta with a perfect first inning, mixed in a punch out to finish it. He'll face 4, 5, and 6, Alderman Santiago and DeLeo here in the second. Alderman the cleanup man, batting 164 this year, 7 RBI for him. The first pitch from Peralta. Fouled off to the backstop for strike one. A ground out, an infield pop fly, and a strikeout in the first for Luis. The 0-1 from the Marauder left-hander. Bounced in the dirt, fastball overthrown, and it's 1-1. Peralta's longest outing this year was a four-inning start. Next pitch to Alderman, pop foul and out of play. First base side for strike two. Peralta's longest start, four innings against Daytona. Back on July the 6th, gave up one hit, one earned run. It's 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball blown by Alderman for out number one. Punch out to end the first and one to start the second for Peralta. Brings up Carlos Santiago. Switch hitter batting 179 this year. 256 OBP, 167 average in the last 10 games for him. Peralta's first pitch out of the windup to him. Fastball just misses up and away. Tight take, but a good one. Santiago gets ahead 1-0. Next pitch. Misses outside 2-0. Just kind of dangling that fastball off the outside part of the plate. Peralta trying to work himself back in the count. The 2-0. There's the fastball down the middle. Splits the center of the plate for strike one called. Now see if he can get Santiago in swing mode. The 2-1 pitch. Answer's yes. Changeup fouled off. Count 2-2 now. So eerie. A sunny day, a beautiful day. And no fans in the stadium. 2-2. Fouled off. Santiago shoots it to the backstop to stay alive for one more. And at least on Tuesday night, we had a couple of family members. I mean, when I say there is no one in the crowd, there are zero people in the seats. Walking around the concourse, not a soul. The 2-2 again. This time misses eye level. Fastball way up above the top edge of the strike zone. Runs the count full at 3-2. Peralta trying to avoid handing out a free base. The pitch is way upstairs, nowhere near. 3 or 4 feet above the strike zone for ball four. Santiago walks in. The Hammerheads get their first base runner of the day. Brings up Jake DeLeo. One of the best hitters just based on watching. Seeing his swing and his approach for Jupiter. Batting 263, a 339 OBP. Blasted a solo homer in the third inning yesterday. Takes a cut and a miss at a breaking ball low for strike one. Solid lead at first for Santiago. Held on by Jerez, the 0-1. Brick bouncing ball up the middle. Jeb dives, can't make the play at second. Throws the ball wide of McAdoo covering the base. Stops it, but can't get the out in time. That's a favorable call to give him DeLeo a base hit there. But it'll put two men on with one away now. Hard hit ground ball, Jeb lays out. Tried to flip it to McAdoo, but missed by a few feet wide of the base. Brings in Johnny Olmstead. Six game as a pro today, hitting .438 in the first five. First pitch to him. Bounced in the dirt, a couple of feet in front of the plate. Good block by Omar. Keeps in front of him, keeps the runners where they are. 1-0 the count to Olmstead. Next pitch. Slicing fly ball hit to right. Going to hook foul and out of play for strike one. Wind still hammering in from right center, center field. Santiago at second, DeLeo at first. The 1-1 pitch from Peralta. Ground ball hard hit to Jeb. Scoops second for one. McAdoo to first. Double play. Second time's the charm for Mitch Jeb and McAdoo as they turn a nice pair to end the inning. We go to the third, Marauders 3, Hammerheads nothing to score.
look in her eyes, it ain't no surprise. Sparks started flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker.
Back here for the top of the third inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 3, Hammerheads nothing. Ben Picorni with you. Cal Mitchell will lead it off. Walked in the first and scored a run. First pitch to him, misses away for ball one. Backdoor curveball. Can't find the outside corner. It's 1-0. Corner's playing in. Mitchell grounds this one hard up the middle into the glove of Olmstead. What a play and throw to first for out number one, robbing Mitchell of a base hit. 99 off the bat. I think he caught a stroke of luck. That ball looked like it hit off a spot of clay on the mound and just died. Had that ball, I think, hit on the backside of the mound. That's into center field for a base hit, but the high hop off the front side of the hill gave Olmstead a chance to make a play. Nolasco up now. Takes a curveball off the plate. That's called strike one. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nolasco chases a breaker out around the other batter's box for strike two. The none and two. Swing and a miss. Nolasco punched out on three straight curveballs. Chasing and missing on the last two for out number two. Brings up Charles McAdoo. Had a line drive RBI single in the first inning. First pitch of this trip. Breaking ball misses. Foot outside for ball one. 3-0 Bradenton here in the top of the third. Next pitch, a high bouncer to third. Fair ball. Fielding it behind the bag. Bullard, a long throw to first is offline. McAdoo in there. Is that interference? We got to check. McAdoo safe at first as the throw is a few feet offline. They're going to charge an error on Bullard. Inning will continue. Davies Nadal up 0 for 1 with a strikeout. First pitch to him from De La Cruz with two outs in the inning. Big cut and a miss. Nadal gets a middle fastball. Can't square it up though and falls behind 0-1. De La Cruz checks first. The 0-1 pitch from the Hammerhead righty. Hit high in the air to right. Well struck by Nadal, but straight at Alderman, the right fielder, who camps and catches to end the inning. Another scoreless frame for De La Cruz. We will head on to the bottom of the third with the Marauders still up 3-0 when we come back.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the bottom of the third inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 3, Hammerheads nothing the score. 8-9-1 due up. Tony Bullard will lead it off. Spencer Bramwell second. Then we'll go back to the top and Jordan McCants. Peralta gave up a walk and a hit, but got a nice double play ball to end the second inning. First pitch from Luis. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. Called a strike and it's 0-1 to Bullard. He's batting 167 this year, 259 on base percentage. Next pitch, a beautiful breaking ball. Drops at the knees but is called a ball. 1-1 the count. Probably should have gone the other way. Peralta going to battle here, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball chased up and away for strike two. Middle infielder's playing back on the grass. Corners even depth. The 1-2. Misses low. Another tight pitch to the bottom edge of the strike zone. Called the ball to make it 2-2. Peralta hunting strikeout number 3. Pitch. Swing and a miss. One away. Back-to-back innings. Begin with a punch out for Peralta. Just gives Bullard a fastball thigh high right down the middle. Blown by him. Spencer Bramwell up now. 185 average for the catcher. A homer and 4 RBI this year, hitting 316. In the last 10 games. Watches a fastball. Nail the bottom edge of the strike zone. Falls behind 0-1. Peralta in attack mode here. Working with a quick pace still. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. Taken for a ball. 1-1 the count. Even offering now from Peralta. Fastball hit in the air to right. Going to hook foul and well out of play for strike two. 3-0 Marauders here in the bottom of the third inning. Peralta's 1-2 pitch to Bramwell. This is high, up above the helmet level. Fastball gets away from Luis and it's 2-2 now. Pair of piece pitch from Peralta with one away. On its way home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball, footer and a half outside. Chased and missed for out number two. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the third so far for Luis Peralta. Top of the order man, Jordan McCants up. 0-1 with a ground out. Takes fastball center cut for strike one. Yo, one breaking ball. Dives low and away late. Ball on a strike to count now. The 1-1. Falls short. Fastball overthrown down in the dirt. 2-1 the count now. Neutral offering from Peralta. Misses upstairs, 3-1. Trying to avoid a two-out walk. Peralta set, 3-1. The pitch on its way to McCants. Missing low in the dirt for ball four. Five-pitch walk. McCants comfortably draws it. Pretty non-competitive in terms of the misses. Brings up Mark Coley. Coley 0-for-1 with an infield pop-out today. Peralta trying to hang his third straight zero in the inning. Send this thing to the middle frames with the Marauders up by three. Coley takes first pitch fastball. Dotted in the low and away corner for strike one. Now Peralta's 0-1 pitch. Taken in the dirt. Runner McCants flashed as if he was breaking for second. I think that threw Luis off there. Could see him turn his head at the last minute to try and watch that runner. McCants does have 30 stolen bases, the team leader for Jupiter. 1-1 fastball. Eats up a lot of the plate and the strike zone, but has called a ball to make it 2-1. Just got to refine that control here for Peralta. Challenge this Jupiter team. The 2-1 will have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. McCants stays on his feet and gets back to the bag with plenty of time safely. Runner goes. Throw down from Omar is bobbled by McAdoo, and it ends up in center field, but McCants will stop at second. Ball on the pitch makes it 3-1, and a runner in scoring position now with McCants' 31st stolen base of the year. Peralta's struggling to find the strike zone facing these last two hitters. Just two strikes in his last nine pitches. The 3-1. Weak bouncer hit towards third, a fair ball, backhand play by Harrison. Throw to first in time. What a job by Kalai Harrison at the hot corner to end the inning. Another zero thrown up by Peralta. We go to the fourth with the Marauders leading 3-0 when we come back.
Hello. I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Ben Pokorny. Your voice of the Marauders with you. Bradenton 3, Jupiter nothing our score. Omar Alfonso leading off the inning. Takes a breaking ball that misses a bit inside for ball one. Omar 1-for-1, had an RBI single, his previous trip in the first inning. De La Cruz got off to a really rough start, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks in the first, but since then has steadily improved every inning as he misses away here with a fastball. 2-0 the count now to Omar. Next pitch, Alfonso stands like a statue in the box and watches a fastball catch the high and outside corner for strike one. 2-1 now. Misses low. Slider tight to the knees. Called the ball to make it 3-1. De La Cruz rocks and fires. Omar cuts and fouls a high fastball straight to the backstop. Strike two, the count full now. Alfonso will call time and step out. Omar back in the box now. The 3-2. Hit in the air to left. Weak fly ball straight at DeLeo, who will gather himself and settle under it, making the catch for out number one. Brings up Juan Jerez. He hit into a inning-ending double play in the first with the bases loaded and one away. Hit it hard, hit it well, just at the wrong spot. 0-for-1, batting 200 this year. First pitch down to a knee at a pitch in the dirt of the opposite-handed batter's box. Swing and a miss for strike one. Now the 0-1. Takes. Breaking ball that eats up a lot of the strike zone is called a ball, and it's 1-1. Even offering from De La Cruz. Jerez takes. Fastball misses about a foot outside for ball two. The 2-1. Great spot. Loopy breaking ball. Catches the strike zone at the knees to make it 2-2. Pair of piece pitch from De La Cruz on its way. Jerez down to a knee. Cast the bat way out in front of a breaking ball in the dirt of the other batter's box for strike three, and there's two away now. Third strikeout of the outing for De La Cruz. Kalai Harrison up. Walked his last time up on four straight pitches. First pitch to him here. Takes. Fastball misses a hair inside. It's 1-0. The 1-0 now. Also missing away this time. A changeup spins off the outside part of the plate to make it 2-0. 10 minutes away from that game in Lakeland getting underway. This pitch to Harrison's popped up, fouling out of play back behind home plate. It'll float up and over the press box down onto the concourse. 2-1 the count now to Kalai Harrison. Pitch from De La Cruz. Misses low and in a back foot slider. Closer to hitting Harrison than any part of the strike zone. It moves the count to 3-1. De La Cruz rocks home. Kalai fouls off a up and in fastball. Off the hands. Straight down into the dirt around the home plate area. For strike two. Full count with two outs. Bases empty. Top of the fourth inning here in Palm Beach. Marauders up 3-2-0. Payoff pitch in the top of the fourth from De La Cruz to Harrison. Misses way inside, ball four. Kalai has his second walk of the day. Extends this inning. He's at first now for Mitch Jebb. Jebb a triple leading off the game in the first. Bounced into a double play in the second inning. First pitch to Mitch from De La Cruz. Misses low and away for ball one. Man, that breaking ball, it's 70. Big change of speeds here from De La Cruz. His touch 92 with the heater. Living around 70, 71 with the curveball now. The 1-0. Kalai feints a steal. Does not go as the pitch misses inside. It's 2-0. Two oh with two outs. Pitch. Grounded hard to first. Santiago makes the play and steps on the bag himself a foot to his left to end the inning. Marauders held scoreless for the third straight. We will head to the bottom of the fourth with Bradenton still up 3-0 when we come back.
first cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field. Opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Then to toss it on, y'all better back up. Let's build a fire. You can't burn it down in the neighborhood, but it's all good back in the backwoods. Let the good time just transpire. Let's build a fire. We've been talking about it since July. Tim Dunn dropped down to 45. Think it's time we take it higher. Let's build a fire.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning at Lacombe. Oh, I wish we were at Lacombe Park at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Got distracted there looking at the upcoming schedule and forgot where we were. Brett Roberts leading off the inning. First pitch to him from Peralta, who has compiled four strikeouts so far. Big swing and a miss. Roberts with his bat and another area code. Swinging and missing at a ball in the dirt for strike one. Roberts was punched out on four pitches in the first inning. Takes this breaking ball that bounces in the dirt, low and away. Ball to strike the count to him now. One hit, two walks, and four strikeouts so far for Peralta. The 1-1 pitch, a broken back grounder hit to first. Peralta was not ready to cover the base. That's an error on Luis. It'll be scored a base hit, but that's on Peralta there. There's a broken background ball hit towards the first base bag. Perez had to move 10 or 15 feet to his right to field it. And Peralta, I think, when Roberts was about three quarters of the way down the line, realized, oh, shoot, I'm probably supposed to be covering first base right now. And then sprinted over there. Would have been an easy out had he fielded his position. Instead, it's a technically a leadoff single for Brett Roberts, but a mental error from Luis Peralta. Omar Alfonso finishes up a chat with Luis on the mound. First pitch to Kemp Alderman. Line drive, base hit to left field. That's all it takes. Cannot give an inch. Gets down for a single, now two on with nobody out. Should be one on with one away. Carlos Santiago up, drew a full count, eight-pitch walk. His last time up in the second inning. Peralta's first pitch to Carlos Santiago. This is a foot inside for ball one. This is where Luis has shown struggles when he faces adversity. The question is, can he overcome it or will he struggle here? The 1-0 pitch is crushed deep to left center field. Racing back to the warning track is White Jr. on the run. He can't get there. It's off the wall and takes a hard kick. One run will score. Moving up to third is Alderman, standing at second with an RBI double with still nobody out in the inning. Is Carlos Santiago. The Marauders lead cut to two. It's a 3-1 game now. And not to harp on it anymore, but if Peralta covers first on that ground ball, it's still no run scoring in this inning. And JJ's going to make a change here. He's out to the mound. Luis's day comes to an end. After three-plus innings pitched, gives up four hits, one earned run, still responsible for both base runners out there now. A call to the bullpen for the Marauders. We'll step aside as the Young Bucks make a change. Coming back, still in the bottom of the fourth, a 3-1 lead, but the Marauders in trouble here with two men on and nobody out.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair.
Back here after the pitching change, the Marauders bring the Mexican native right-hander Jorge Ramos onto the mound. Ramos inherits men at second and third with nobody out. Jorge, a 3.6 ERA this year. Jake DeLeo first up. Pops a fastball, fouling out of play. First base side for strike one. A single and a double. Peralta hoping that Ramos can pitch him out of trouble here. Save him from some earned runs. Ramos is 0-1. Misses low and away. Ball and a strike to count now to DeLeo. He had a solid line drive single back in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch from Ramos. Call the ball. Great pitch. Low and away corner. Doesn't get it. 2-1 now. Base hit could tie it up at 3. DeLeo with 12 RBI this year. The 2-1 from Jorge. Popped foul and out of play. First base side for strike two. Two and two the count. Alderman at third, Santiago on second. Parapiece pitch from Ramos, hunting that punch out. Called strike three. DeLeo frozen by a fastball that nails the high and outside corner for out number one. Big pitch by Jorge Ramos to get a much needed first out. If he can get the Marauders out of this inning with at least a one run lead, it would be a win. Johnny Olmstead up. 0 for 1. Chases and misses a high breaking ball. Falls behind 0-1. Olmstead, a 6-4-3 double play ball his last trip. Ramos with the 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. Ball on a strike to count. You can see Luis Peralta pacing back and forth in the dugout. Watching intently. See if Ramos can save him some earnings. The 1-1. Popped up, fouling out of play. First base side. gets about 10 rows back for strike two. Bottom of the fourth inning, Marauders up 3-1. One out, Hammerheads with two men in scoring position. Ramos set the 1-2 pitch to Olmstead. Just misses low and away. Peralta lets out a scream from the dugout. He wanted that one. 2-2 the count. Vomino, vomino, vomino. Marauders dugout trying to will Ramos to another K. The 2-2 from the righty. Misses low in the dirt. Ball in the count. Full. Does have a free base to work with. Could set up a double play opportunity to end the inning. A walk by no means. A terrible outcome here. The 3-2 pitch with one away. Weak fly ball hit in the shallow right field. Davies Nadal is under it. Runner will tag and try to come home. The throw from Nadal to the plate. Got him! What a relay. Davies Nadal nails him at home to end the inning. Don't run on him. Do not run on Davies Nadal. A strike to the dish saves a pair of earned runs. The dugout fired up. Ramos saves a pair in the inning. And we go to the fifth with the Marauders still up by 2, 3-1 the score.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like...
Back here for the top of the fifth, Lonnie White Jr. leading it off. He cuts and misses and falls behind 0-1. Henry Valencio, the new arm on the mound, a 9.2 ARA for him. His next pitch is slider. Floats off the outer half of the plate. Call the ball, it's 1-1. Even offering now from Valencia. White Jr. with a check swing. Doesn't go around, but the home plate umpire says so. It's 1-2. Valencio, 14 2/3 pitched. 18 walks, 14 strikeouts. A whip overall this year. Above 2. Next pitch to White Jr. misses high. In the count, 2-2. Pair of piece pitch to White Jr. from Valencio on its way home. Fastball misses high. Full count now at 3-2. Full count pitch to White Jr. leading off the inning. Swing and a miss for strike 3. High fastball gets by him for out number 1. brings up Cal Mitchell. A walk and a ground out for him today. First pitch to Mitchell. Fastball misses up around the shoulders for ball one. As they are underway now in Lakeland. And they already have two men on with nobody out. The Tigers, nice. In the bottom of the first, the 1-0. Mitchell takes belt high. Fastball call, the ball two and none. Next pitch, back foot slider, falls short, 3-0. Mitchell a chance to draw his second walk of the day. The 3-0 pitch. Oh my goodness. Sorry, folks. Ball four to Mitchell. Someone in the Marauder dugout. As Valencio came home for that last pitch, started singing the opening lines to the Lion King song. I can guess a few people of who it would have been, but oh my goodness. Sorry for falling apart there. Oh my gosh. Empty ballpark, the pitcher comes set for a 3-0 pitch, and all you hear is, Jalapeno. That was the only noise in the whole stadium. Oh, my word. Nolasco in the box. Heading the count 1-0. The first pitch to him. Missed to the backstop. Whew. The 1-0 now from Valencia. Called a strike, and it's 1-1. Oh, man. Mitchell at first, held on by Santiago. The 1-1 pitch to Noli. This is outside 2-1. The last goal, walk and a strikeout today. Oh, it's the little things. It's the little things. And the Tigers are already leading, so no more laughing. The 2-1 to Rodolfo. Lines one to left. A beautiful single's going to drop in. Mitchell up to second. Nolasco a hard hit. Base hit. To put two men on with one out for Charles McAdoo. That's a barrel. 98 off the bat. McAdoo, RBI single to the first, reached on an error in the third inning, 1-for-2. First pitch, fastball misses up and in. The 1-0. This is up and in. Fastball again. Can't find the strike zone. 2-0 the count. Two men on. The 2-0 pitch with one away. Fastball lands center cut. McAdoo taking all the way. Two balls and a strike to count to him now. Valencia set the pitch out on the way. Mac takes low. 3-1 the count. One nothing Tigers. And they have the bases loaded with no outs in the first inning still. Pickoff move to second. Valencia feints it but does not throw over as Mitchell retreats safely. The 3-1 pitch to McAdoo. Charles pops it foul and out of play. Straight back towards the press box. Strike runs the count full. 3-2 the count now. And Valencia will step off before the full count pitch. That's his second disengagement. Full count pitch to McAdoo. Fouled off. Tipped straight off the edge of the mitt of the catcher, Bramwell. He can't squeeze it. We'll do the 3-2 again. Full count offering once more. Runs inside. McAdoo jumps out of the way of a fastball tight to the belt line. Ball four loads the bases with one out for Davies Nadal. And the catcher Bramwell going to head out for a chat. And the pitching coach Dishman going to join him as well. And it's 5-0 Tigers. I'm going to close that for the day. Check back in about 3 hours to see if Clearwater pull off a miracle. Dishman, the pitching coach, wrapping up his chat here now with Valencia on the mound. Davies Nadal in the box, bases loaded, one out. Nadal 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout today. See if he can restore that 3-run advantage of the Marauders. Takes fastball missing away, gets ahead 1-0. Valencia set, 1-ball offering to Nadal. This is high. Breaking ball, can't find the top part of the strike zone, it's 2-0. Next pitch. Misses low, 3-0. Valencia at risk of walking in the Marauders' fourth run of the game. Bases loaded, the 3-0 pitch. Called a strike at the knees. 3-1 the count now to Nadal. Misses high and out. Oh, wow. Call the strike. Nadal shakes his head no. That pitch was a good half a foot off the plate. Wow. Not a speck of that baseball anywhere near the corner. Full count now at 3-2. Bases loaded, one out. The 3-2 pitch to Davies. Misses for ball four, is 3 feet outside, and Davies with a little extra. He waits a few seconds in the box, kind of gives a look back towards the umpire. Ball four scores a run. RBI number 35 of the year for Nadal. On the base on balls to make it 4-1 Marauders. Let's just keep piling them on, baby. Omar Alfonso up, an RBI single in the first to fly out in the fourth inning. Rodolfo Nolasco at third, McAdoo at second, Nadal at first. Omar takes a first pitch heater at the knees for strike one call. Valencia set the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off, Alfonso shoots it straight to the backstop for strike two. The 0-2 pitch from Valencia. Misses away. Fastball. About a foot off the plate. Taken for ball one. 1-2 count with one out. Bases loaded. Valencia set the pitch on the way from the righty. Misses inside. Somehow the catcher Bramwell stops that one. What a save. Had to give it everything he had to knock it down. Ball makes the count 2-2. Bases still loaded. The 2-2. Fastball misses away. About a foot off the plate. Full count now. 3-2. Another full count, bases loaded pitch here. Last one resulted in ball four. Valencia set, righty home. Weak bouncer hit up the middle. Flip to second for one, throw over to first, not in time. Omar beats it out. Run scores to make it 5-1. Great hustle by the catcher to avoid getting caught in the twin kill to keep the inning alive. McAdoo up to third. Nadal out at second. RBI number 2 of the game. Number 29 rather of the year for Alfonso. Juan Jerez up. A double play ground out and a really, really, really rough swinging strikeout. Did not see a single pitch in the strike zone his last time up and was K'd. Swings and misses here to fastball low and in for strike one. And at the corners, Marauders 5, Hammerheads won the score here in the top of the fifth inning. The 0-1. Jerez pops it up in the infield. Third base side. Bullard battling with the sun. Olmstead, the shortstop, will call him off and make the catch on the edge of foul territory to end the inning. The Marauders pick up a pair of runs on a hit, three walks, and a fielder's choice ground ball to make it 5-1, good guys. As we cross the halfway point here this afternoon. Bottom of the fifth coming up next on the Marauder Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all is understood.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth inning, Marauders 5, Hammerheads won the score. Ramos will get a clean inning to work with now after an unbelievable job escaping a jam in the fourth. This is Tony Bullard first up, who's 0-1 with a punch out. First pitch fastball to him, called a strike up around the belt, maybe a bit above it. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Ramos. Weak bouncer towards short. Charging hard is Jeb. Nice pickup. Throw to first. Gets away. Low throw. Perez can't scoop it, and Bullard safe on the throwing air. To lead off the inning. Bromwell up. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Just the same as Bullard, who stands at first now. First pitch to Bullard. Catches the top of the belt, but it's called a ball 1-0. Next pitch, cut and a miss. Bromwell beaten by a fastball in the outer half for strike one. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball from Ramos. Has Bramwell out in front for strike two. Dive so late off that outside part of the plate. Ramos looking in. Right-hander set the 1-2 pitch. On its way from Jorge. Call the ball, misses outside, and the count 2-2 now. Pair of piece pitch from Ramos. Line drive into left center field. That one will pierce the gap. Bullard's going to turn on the Jets and get up to third. Single for Bromwell puts men at the corners with nobody out in the inning, sending it back to the top of the order in Jordan McCants. First pitch to McCants. Fastball misses high and outside, 1-0. Next pitch, bounce in the dirt, kicks away from Omar, but not far enough to entice Bullard to come home. Wild pitch does see Bramwell move up to second base into scoring position. Two and zero the count to McCants. The 2-0 pitch. Call the strike. Delayed call at a fastball low and away makes it 2-1. Ramos trying to battle back and battle out of some trouble here. The 2-1 pitch to McCants. Check swing. Did he go? I think he did. Umpires say no, it's 3-1. Ramos at risk of walking him loaded with nobody out. The 3-1 pitch. Foul tip, straight back. Striking the count full at 3-2. Full count pitch from Jorge. Hit in the air to left by McCants. Hooking down the line, it'll get foul and out of play. Try the 3-2 again. Their full count offering from Ramos to McCants. Swing and a miss for strike three. Backdoor breaking ball. Sets down the top of the order man for out number one. Mark Coley up now. He's 0 for 2. A pop out and a ground out. First pitch, fastball, really well located. Up and away corner, Ramos finding his stride now. 0-1 the count. One strike offering to Coley. Takes fastball missing high, 1-1. Roberts in the on-deck circle. Rodgers up 5-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-1 pitch from Jorge. Swing and a miss. Coley chasing a fastball down around the ankles for strike two. One 2 count with one out. Ramos fires. Coley takes. Fastball just misses away. The count 2-2 now. Ramos's pair piece pitch to Coley. Swing and a miss for strike three. Goes back to the big breaker. Back-to-back strikeouts. And now Ramos an out away from escaping the jam here. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Just has to get by Brett Roberts to hang up another zero and escape his second jam of the day. Brett Roberts, a single and a strikeout, 1-2 in the game. First pitch to Roberts from Ramos. Fastball called a strike. Eats up a good chunk of the outer half of the plate, making it 0-1. A 1 pitch. Misses low. Ball and a strike to count. Even offering. Weak fly ball hit to right field. Down the line. It'll drop in and score two runs. Roberts with a gift from the gods. A cheap single falls in to make it a two-run game. Bullard and Bromwell score. And it's 5-3 now. Those are unearned runs for Jorge. As out the air, thing would have ended with the most recent strikeout. Kemp Alderman up, a strikeout and a single today for him. First pitch tipped straight back off the mask of Omar. He's able to shake it off. The 0-1. Fastball nails the outer edge of the plate. Call the strike. It's 0-2. Runner takes off. Pitch fouled off. That one caught Omar in the wrist, it looked like, on the foul tip. Two out, two runs across in the inning. Ramos trying to keep it to just that. Right-hander fires home. Pitch lined to right, foul and out of play. Try the 0-2 for a third time. It's only 2-0 in Lakeland. Someone must have hit the wrong button on the game to happen. The 0-2 again from Jorge will have to wait. Pick to first. They call a balk. Balk moves Roberts to second base in scoring position. The 0-2 again. Still trying to end the inning. Just misses up and away for ball one. Now the 1-2. Take it low, 2-2 the count. Piece pitch with two outs and a runner at second. Two-run game. Swing and a miss for strike three. Ramos K's his third of the inning. To Strandeman at second. We go to the sixth. Marauders lead cut down to 2. 5-3 Bradenton the score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator, and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt.
Back here for the top of the sixth. Pardon me there for a sec. Kalai Harrison leading off. 2 walks drawn today. Faces Xavier Meacham, the new arm on the mound. 7 strikeouts and a 0 ERA. His first couple of innings pitched as a pro. Saw him earlier in the series. Has an unbelievably good slider. Spins up around 3,100. is 1-0 to Kalai. It's a fastball left out over the heart of the plate, taken for strike one. Marauders up 5-3. Back half of this game now. The 1-1. Kalai with a check swing foul ball, sent straight to the backstop for strike two. The 1-2 pitch from Meacham to Harrison. On its way. Ground ball hard hit. That's going to squeak through the right side and into right field. A leadoff single for Kalai Harrison. A great piece of hitting. Digs down to the bottom of the zone to fire a slider through the right side of the infield. Puts a man on base for the top of the order man, Mitch Jeb. Jeb a triple in the first inning. Since then has grounded into a double play and hit a roller to the first baseman. Check swing from Jeb at a first pitch fastball. Does not go on appeal in the count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to Jeb. Misses high, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch popped up, foul and out of play. First base side for strike one. One fastball misses away, and it's 3-1 now. Pickoff throw to first. Harrison able to dive back safely. Meacham at risk of giving up a walk to put two men on with nobody out. Runner takes off. Pitch misses high for ball four. Jeb draws the comfortable walk. There's a pair of men on base now for Lonnie White Jr. We saw Jaden Woods give up his first couple of runs last night for Bradenton. Maybe this is Meacham in the inning where we're going to see him give up a couple. First pitch to White Jr. Caught and a miss. Lonnie beaten by an outer half fastball for strike one. RBI single in the first for Lonnie White Jr. Flied out in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Meacham's 0-1 pitch. We'll have to wait. He spins and almost underhands a pickoff attempt to second. Kalai Harrison walks back safely. Kind of looked like he thought, well, I've come this far, I might as well throw over. Lonnie pops the next pitch up. Foul territory, third base side. It's going to get way out of play. For strike two, 0-2 the count. The 0-2 from Meacham. White Jr. takes slider in the dirt. Runners stay put, though, unable to move up 90. 1-2 the count now to White Jr. Harrison at second, Jeb at first, the 1-2 pitch. popped up. Third base side of the infield, foul territory. Catcher going after it. He'll run out of room at the dugout. So that one drops in around the top step. White Jr. earns another life. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss of the ball in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Up to third goes Harrison. Into second is Jeb. But White Jr. punched out on a pitch that hits on top of home plate for out number one. Paramen do move into scoring position for Cal Mitchell. Mitchell, two walks and a ground out today. A pair of runs scored for him. Not sure if this is the last of his rehab appearances with the Marauders. Has collected two RBI. And a 182 average here this week. He takes first pitch, fastball down in the dirt, gets ahead 1-0. The 1-0 in the dirt as well, 2-0 the count now to Mitchell. Hitter advantage count to the AAA rehabber. Next pitch hit well down the left field line. Hooking foul though and out of play. Had the legs but could not keep it fair. Count moves to two balls and a strike. The 2-1 now for Meacham. Mitchell grounds it weakly to first. Runner's going to try and come home. Throw, play at the plate. In time, they got Harrison at the dish for out number two. I like the idea, though, from Kalai. Not sure when you're going to get another chance to try and get home on that play. He's out, though. 3-2 at the plate. McAdoo. Or rather, Nolasco, pardon, will try to salvage the two-out RBI chance. Rodolfo with a walk, a strikeout, and a single today. 59 RBI, the team leader this year. Top 10 in the league. First pitch. Takes fastball up around the shoulders, gets ahead 1-0. Meacham comes set the one-ball offering now. Popped up, third base side of the infield, foul territory. Bullard over to it around the dugout, making the catch, crashing into the dugout railing to end the inning. The Marauders get two men on with nobody out, but fail to score here in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the bottom half, Marauders 5, Hammerheads 3 the score.
We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night. A pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
boots. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth inning. Marauders up 5-3. Daniel Carrion on the mound now. His first pitch fastball to Carlos Santiago misses outside 1-0. Santiago a double and a walk today. Next pitch lined into right center field. That one's going to head towards the gap. Nadal sliding to cut it off. Bobbles it, and Santiago's going to be able to get on second with a leadoff double. Carry on this year with a 22.5 ERA. Two innings pitched, has given up 5 earned runs, 3 walks, 5 hits, 2 strikeouts. Opponents batting .455 against him. Jake DeLeo up now, a looking strikeout and a single today for him. First pitch to him. Fly ball, weakly hit right center field gap. Nadal will call it, charging on to make the catch for out number one. Holding at second is Santiago. Brings up Johnny Olmstead. His 0-for-2 has hit into a double play and flied out. He was at the plate. He was the fly out. That saw a runner cut down at the plate to end the fourth inning and get the Marauders out of a massive jam. First pitch to him. Carry on. It's a called strike away. Able to land the breaking ball on the outer edge, making it 0-1. The 0-1. Popped up. Third base side of the infield, foul territory. Planchart, or rather Omar, pardon. Can't find it, and it's out of play. Count 0-2 now. The 0-2 from Carrion. Pickoff to second. Great move. Diving back late and getting in safely, though, is Santiago. An update in Lakeland. Clearwater in the top of the fourth, down by 2, have loaded the bases with 1 out. Big run scoring spot. Carrion's 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Olmstead punched out for the second man set down in the inning. Carrion bouncing back well after giving up the leadoff double. First pitch to the next man up. Tony Bullard has popped up. First base side, foul territory. Juan Jerez circling under it. Catch made, inning over. A leadoff double does not come back to hurt the Marauders. Carry on. Gets a weak pop out with a punch out to end it. We go to the seventh. Marauders 5, Hammerheads 3.
Dirty boots, been working like a dog day. Boots scooting to the juke for some Conway. Or anything to get my honky tonk on. You walk in, cut off, looking real skimpy. The hottest thing my side of the Mississippi. And I can spin you round and round till I get you dizzy. But you look like you got your billy in your bones. So let's dig this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all. Keep them old mountains blue. You gotta drink your beer.
old mountains blue.
Back here for the top of the seventh inning. Marauders 5, Hammerheads 3. Raquel Tenio on the mound now. He'll take a cut and a miss for strike one. McAdoo reached on a walk, an error, and a single today. 0-1. Chases and misses a high fastball, and it's none and two now. O-2 to the leadoff man, McAdoo from Tenio. Misses high, ball one. Tenio a 4.3 ERA this year, 19 strikeouts this season. Third time he's appeared against the Marauders this week. The 1-2 pitch just misses outside. Tight take, but a great one to watch by McAdoo. 2-2 the count now. Pair of piece pitch on its way. Mac takes, fastball misses, barely off the outside corner. Full count now, 3-2. Pitch home from Tenio. Lined into right, well struck. Back towards the track goes Alderman. He's there to make the catch for out number one. Good swing for McAdoo. Not rewarded on the occasion for it. Davies Nadal up now. A walk, a flyout, and a strikeout today. Takes a first pitch ball in the dirt that rolls to the backstop for ball one. And Clearwater, after loading the bases with one out, strikeout on back-to-back ABs, pitches in the dirt. And they still trail by two. I got to stop watching this game. It's going to blow my heart open. Need the nitroglycerin pills. Marauders doing their job. The 1-0-2, Nadal misses high. It's 2-0 now. Tenio set. Righty rocks home again. Davies takes. Fastball off the plate. Missing inside, but it's called a strike to make it 2-1. Next pitch, crushed to right by Nadal. Alderman has a read on it, though. The right fielder jogging under it will make the catch for out number two. Omar Alfonso up. Two RBI, 1-for-3 today. Takes fastball, letter high, 1-0. Marauders 5, Hammerheads 3 here, approaching the stretch. The 1-0 pitch. Popped foul and out of play, third base side. Ball to strike the count now. The 1-1 pitch. Alfonso takes belt high heater, called a strike. It's 1-2. Long pause and the 1-2. Broken bat flare, gonna get up the middle and into center field. A two-out single for Alfonso, his second hit of the day. Keeps the inning alive here for the Marauders. Brings up Juan Jerez.
First baseman, number 6, Juan Jerez.
Jerez 0-for-3. Strikeout, pop out, and a double play ground out. First pitch to him, misses high, ball one. 1-0 pitch, ball in the dirt, down to a knee, swing and a miss in Jerez. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Jerez way late at a high and outside fastball for strike two. The 1-2. Misses upstairs, letter high heater. Levels the count at 2-2 now. Pair of piece pitch from Tenio to Jerez with two outs in the seventh. Chopped to short. Won't matter what inning it is as Olmstead fields and throws to first to end it. Marauders up 5-2-3. Heading to the bottom of the seventh when we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out at the old. Crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders up 5-3. Carry on will face 9-1-2. Spencer Bromwell in the box. He's 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout today. Carry on's first pitch, fastball, finds a home on the inner half. Strike one called. Carry on with a strikeout. Scoreless inning in the sixth. His 0-1. Weekly bounce back towards the mound, charging hard across the infield. Harrison scooping, throwing, offline, catch made, tag applied. What a defensive adjustment by first baseman Jesus Castillo to steal that one. Tag the runner up around the neck area. Great adjustment to kind of grab that errant throw in stride almost and swing the glove to make the tag. First pitch to the next man up. Jordan McCants taken for ball one. Next pitch. Call the ball missing inside. Count moves to 2-0. That is the substitution this inning. We'll get to that in a second, pardon. The 2-0. Fastball misses 3-0. Yordani De Los Santos subbed in for McAdoo. De Los Santos playing at short. Jeb moves from short to second with Castillo or pardon, double switch. Gonna have to piece this one together. 3-1 the count after a fastball finds a home. De Los Santos at short. Jeb at second. Castillo at first for Jerez. So it's just straight up Castillo for Jerez and De Los Santos for McAdoo. Pardon. As the fastball's called a strike, and it's a full count now to McCants. Carry on trying to keep the good times rolling. Pitch bounced in the dirt for ball four. Walk drawn to give the Hammerheads a one-out base runner by McCants. JJ out of the dugout to make a change. Take the ball from carryout. Marauders call to the bullpen here. We'll step aside for the change. Right-hander to the mound. Marauders up by two in the bottom of the seventh inning. One out and a runner at first when we come back.
A little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound.
Back here after the change, the Vanderbilt Commodore. Pat Riley on the mound now for the Marauders. Riley this year a 6.35 ERA and 5 2/3 pitched. But three of his earned runs all came in his debut outing in Fort Myers. His last two appearances have both been perfect. Four strikeouts facing six batters. First pitch, runner takes off for second. Alfonso pump fakes for some reason. That would have had the runner, but couldn't make a clean throw. Into second with his second stolen base of the game is Jordan McCants. Strike to call on the pitch. It's 0-1. Riley has been lights out ever since that first appearance. Fastball that sits 96-97. It's 0-1. Called a strike at the knees. And the count moves to 0-2. One out in the inning. Carry on an inning and a two-thirds pitch. Or inning and a third, pardon. One hit, one walk, one strikeout. Hopefully no runs. Riley trying to keep Jupiter off the board. The 0-2. Breaking ball misses well upstairs. Kind of loops around the head of Coley, who ducks for ball one. Now the 1-2 pitch. Hit high in the air to center field. Straight at White Jr., who will circle and charge on, making the catch. Runner will not tag for third. There's two away now.
Number one, Brett Fry.
Two outs with Brett Roberts up. He's 2-for-3 with two RBI today. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Up and in breaking ball. Ties him up for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses low and away. Ball and a strike to count now. Next pitch hit high and deep to left. This one's got a chance, and it is gone. Roberts homers, and we are tied at 5. A brand new game. Fifth homer of the year for Brett Roberts. After being 5-1 down, Jupiter have come all the way back to tie it up. Kemp Alderman now with two strikeouts and a single today. 1-for-3 will step in. First pitch to him from Riley, misses low around the dirt for ball one. Next pitch, fastball, catches the outer edge of the plate, moves the count to 1-1. Even offering now from Riley. Slider fouled off to the backstop for strike two. One, two count, two outs. Riley fires. Foul tip off the mask of Alfonso. He's shaken up a bit. Alderman earns himself another pitch here. The 1-2 from Riley. Called, strike three. Breaking ball. Freezes Alderman to end the inning. We go to the eighth, though. Brand new game, 5-5 the score, a two-run homer from Roberts. Sends us to the final two with everything on the line when we come back. Back here for the top of the eighth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Brand new game here. Tied up at one, or five, gosh, five apiece. I was looking at scores around the league, and that one just popped right in my head. That's fantastic. Kalai Harrison leading off. First pitch. Takes Slider, top edge of the strike zone. 0-1 the count. Kalai, two walks and a single today. Piecing together a great game. 0-1. Fouls the pitch off the end of the bat. Change up, roll into the backstop for strike two. It is 2-0 still in the fifth inning between the Tigers and Threshers. The 0-2 pitch to Kalai. Swing and a miss. Chases a ball in the dirt. Catcher out of the crouch. Throws down to first. Drop third complete for out number one. Rodgers scored 3 in the first, 2 in the fifth. Led 5-1 at the halfway point. Now tied at 5 apiece. Mitch Jeb in the box now, 1-for-3 today. Takes letter high fastball, gets ahead 1-0. Mitch tripled in the first, walked his most recent time at the plate in the sixth inning. The 1-0. Ground ball, weakly hit towards short. Olmstead will scoop, step, and throw comfortably in time for out number two. Brings up Lonnie White Jr. now. RBI single in the first, fly out in the second. Was punched out swinging in the fifth and sixth, back to back. First pitch to him. Takes. Fastball in the outer half for strike one. Two outs and the base is empty. 5-5 game. Next pitch. Taken low. White Jr. with a check swing, but holds up in plenty of time. Ball one to him. Lonnie, after a call of time, back in the box. The 1-1 pitch from Tenio. Fastball misses up and in, 2-1 the count. Middle infielder's playing back on the grass. Third baseman, Bullard, hugging the line. The 2-1. Popped up, first base side of the infield, foul territory. Over to it is Santiago with plenty of room. He'll make the catch for out number three. Rodgers go down easily in order. Here in the eighth, to the bottom half we go. 5-5 the score, and we come back.
Hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you wanna learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that led by the lamp on the night. She had her life straight. She said she loved that I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, 'cause I never was too good at picking up. The one that led by the lamp on the nightstand. One that says don't cuss and don't fly.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Riley on the mound for the Marauders. 5-5 game. Carlos Santiago leading off. He's 2-for-2 with two doubles and a walk today. First pitch to him, a fastball. Misses low, 1-0. A two-run homer from Brett Roberts in the seventh. Tied this game up an inning ago. Riley's 1-0 pitch. Popped foul and out of play. Third base side for strike one. Marauders desperately need a win today. Either to stay three back or maybe get two back if Clearwater can make a rally of their own. This pitch fouled off, and it hits Alfonso in the hand. He is in pain. Omar has taken a beating behind home plate today. Alexa now going to go out and check on him. Omar trying to shake it off. JJ out there as well having a chat with Omar. Hoping Omar can keep rolling here. And that's going to be the case. You can tell, though, he is in a bit of pain. To the count to Santiago. Riley trying to pick up out number one in the inning. Pitch fouled off to the backstop. We'll do it again. The 1-2. Fastball misses. Count even at a pair apiece now. Two-two. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nasty breaking ball from Riley. Picks up out number one in the eighth inning. Jake DeLeo into the box. A single, a strikeout, and a flyout today. First pitch to him. Fastball misses upstairs from Riley for ball one. Now the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. DeLeo, hour and a half late to that fastball on the outer edge of the plate for strike one. Count even. Riley's 1-1 pitch. Hit high and deep to left. That one is way back, and it is gone. A solo homer for DeLeo makes it 6-5. And the Marauders' playoff hopes now are on the edge. Johnny Olmstead up now. Home run number four of the year for DeLeo. First pitch to Olmstead. Ball in the dirt. Taken, it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Call the ball tight to the zone. 2-0 now, though. first pitch, a fastball up in the zone, fouled off straight back for strike one. At least 2-1 offering. Hit deep to left. This one's got a chance. It's going to hit off the wall. Picked up on the warning track by Nolasco Olmstead. At second with a stand-up, one out, double. That'll bring Matt Ford, the Marauder pitching coach, out to the mound now. Forty in the infielders chatting with Riley and the catcher, Alfonso. Tony Bullard up. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike one. Bullard has been K'd, has reached on an error, and has popped out today. Riley's 0-1 pitch. Misses high. Ball and a strike to count now. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Has Bullard out in front for strike two. 6-5 Jupiter the score now. Marauders in some trouble here late. Riley's 1-2. Taken upstairs. An eye level fastball makes it 2-2. Pair of piece pitch from Pat Riley to Tony Bullard. On its way. Slips on the rubber and throws that pitch to the backstop. Wild delivery is going to move Olmstead up to third. The count full now at 3-2. Infield going to come in for the Marauders. The 3-2 pitch. Fouled off. We'll try it again. Another full count pitch with one away from Riley to Bullard. This is outside and in the dirt, ball four. And JJ out to the mound to make another change, it looks like. Riders at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders led 3-0 in the first, 5-1 at the halfway point. And now trail 6-5. Call to the bullpen for Bradenton. We'll step aside as the Marauders make a change. Down a run in the bottom of the eighth with one out and men at the corners when we come back.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine.
know she's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lip, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Back here after the pitching change, still in the bottom of the eighth inning, Elijah Birdsong on the mound now for the Marauders. Inherits runners at first and third with one out in the inning. Birdsong, a 6.85 ERA this year in 35 appearances, more than any other Marauder. Bromwell in the box, first pitch, tries to get a bunt down, fouls it to the backstop for strike one. Birdsong has hit a rough patch lately. His last outing here in Jupiter, tossed an inning and a third, gave up four runs on three hits, a hit batsman as well. Then against Lakeland, a little over a week ago, gave up six earned and two-thirds of an innings on four hits and two walks. 0-1, Bramwell again bunts the ball foul for strike two. Got to keep it at a one-run deficit going to this ninth inning. See if Birdsong can get the Marauders out of a tight spot. The 0-2. Runner takes off. Pick throw to first. He's off the bag, but able to get back safely. Pitch is called strike three. There's two outs. Great wherewithal by Omar to try and get the out at first. As Bullard took off for second, then quickly retreated back to the bag. One away. Top of the order man, Jordan McCansa. Two walks, a strikeout, and a ground out today for him. Marauders counting on Birdsong to get this last out here. First pitch. Two McCants from Birdie. Taken. Sinker down the middle for strike one. The 0-1 pitch with two away. Runner does go for second. Alfonso will not throw. Defensive indifference. Bullard into scoring position. A ball on the pitch makes it 1-1. Even offering here to McCants. Birdsong trying to keep the Marauders within a run. Righty will step off the rubber. It's his first disengagement. Waves the ball at the base runner at second, Bullard. The 1-1. Grounded hard towards second. Jeb will field, step, and throw on the target and on time to end the inning. A solo homer for DeLeo puts Hammerheads up by a run. We go to the ninth inning. Marauders need one to keep the game alive when we come back.
You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up.
motion. Throw your hands in the air, lift your head up high. You know you've got to sing along. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. And don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. And don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. And don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. It's not so long ago that the sound hit the nation. Every Saturday night on your favorite radio. And the party's jumping, yeah. And the vibe feels so strong. Throw your hands in the air, lift your head up high. You know you've got to sing along. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up.
Back here for the top of the ninth inning. Marauders down 6-5. We will have Mitchell Nolasco and Castillo de los Santos due up. Not sure the exact change. Justin Eknis on the mound now. Josh Pardon. One inning pitched, one hit, one strikeout. No runs allowed. His first offering misses high to Cal Mitchell for ball one. Mitchell, two walks today, is 0-for-2 in the game. The 1-0. Mitchell pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Grow some legs and get out of play for me. It will. Strike one. Rodgers trailed by one run entering the ninth inning. Earlier this week, we were able to win that game by three. The 1-1 pitch to Mitchell. Takes right down the middle. A hung slider. For strike two. The 1-2 from Eknis. Misses low and in. Back foot. 2-2 the count. The parapiece pitch to Mitchell now. On its way home. Take it outside for ball three. Full count. Big full count pitch here. Chance to get the tie and run on. Offering. Fouled off. Mitchell spoils a breaking ball. Down the first baseline to earn himself another. Clearwater have scored a run in the top of the seventh. They trail by just one now. Rodgers need one of our own here. The 3-2 again from Eknis. Fouled off the foot of Mitchell. He's a bit stirred up by it. Earns another. Eighth pitch of the AB upcoming. Marauders down a run in the ninth. Could be a season-defining game here. Full count pitch for a third time from Eknis to Mitchell. On its way. Fouled off again. Great at-bat here by Cal Mitchell. Earns himself yet another. The 4-3-2 pitch from Eknis coming home. Mitchell takes ball four. What a great at-bat. A fantastic trip to the plate. 9-pitch walk to put the tying run on to start the ninth inning. Now Rodolfo Nolasco up. The team home run and RBI leader with a single and a walk today. He's 1-for-3. Rodolfo come up big. Had a single to extend the game in the ninth inning yesterday. Nobody out. Tying run at first. The pitch. Alasco takes. Fastball misses barely off the outside part of the plate, making it 1-0. Agnes looking in for the signs from Bramwell. Right-hander set, the one ball offering now. Alasco takes low, 2-0. Come on. Now the catcher, Bramwell, going to call time and head out to the mound for a chat. What a AB by Cal Mitchell. Sees 9 pitches and draws the walk. Rodgers with bullpen action. Looks like Brandon Bidois, the Australian righty, up and throwing. Hoping that we can tie it and get him out there in the ninth. Hitter advantage count to Rodolfo. The 2-0 pitch from Eknes. Taken low, 3-0. The slider falls in the dirt. Just got to get that dugout coming to life now for the Marauders. 3-0 count, nobody out. Tying run at first. The pitch on its way. Ball 4, it misses outside. Back-to-back walks. Put the tying run in scoring position. And the go-ahead run at first with nobody out. Jesus Castillo, who came in as a defensive substitution for Charles McAdoo, will bat now. Catcher Eknes catcher Bramwell flashes the touch signs to the infield. Costi batting 215 this year, a homer and 41 runs batted in. Has played in more games than any other player in the Florida State League. First pitch to him, squares bunt, pulls back, pitch down around the dirt for ball one. 6 straight pitches missing the strike zone from Josh Eknes here in the top of the ninth inning. The bomb, Mocosti, the calls from the dugout. The 1-0 does not show bunt, instead takes fastball missing a good foot or two outside. It's 2-0. There's that dugout coming to life. And now Glenn Dishman, the Jupiter pitching coach, out on the mound to have a chat. Plate umpire Connor Crowell out there to break up the powwow. 2-0 the count to Jesus. I don't even think we might not see Jesus swing in this trip. He might lay a bunt down or take ball 4 in this scenario. See if Eknes can find the zone. The 2-0. Costi pops the bunt up towards third. The pitcher catches it. A pop out on a bunt from Castillo. That is crushing. Popped straight up in the air to the pitcher for out number 1. Oh, my word. That is tough for Castillo. Probably the best guy on the team in terms of getting bunts down. Couldn't pull it off there. Davies Nadal up now. 0 for 3, but does have an RBI with a bases loaded walk today. First pitch to him. Fouls off a low and in fastball for strike 1. Back-to-back walks started this ninth inning. Tying run is at second, a base hit away from a level game. See if Dave East thinks about laying down a bunt here. Try to use his speed. Eknes set the 0-1 pitch. Popped up, foul and out of play. Back behind home plate for strike 2. Nadal will call time and step out. With the future of this playoff race on the line today. Tying run at second, Cal Mitchell. Go ahead run at first, Rodolfo Nolasco. 1 out, the 0-2 pitch to Davies Nadal from Eknes. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt for strike 3, and the Marauders are down to their last out. Brings up Omar Alfonso. The Marauders' best hitter with runners in scoring position is 2-for-4 with 2 RBI today. Can he find one more hit here in this ninth inning to keep the playoff race tight and alive? First pitch to him. Fastball off the plate is called a strike. It's 0-1. Marauders, two guys on with nobody out to start the inning. They have not moved him from there. The 0-1 pitch to Omar. Fouled off to the backstop, and the Marauders down to their final strike. Time called. Omar steps out, now back into the box. Bradenton on the brink of falling four games outside of the final playoff spot. The 0-2 with two outs and two men on. Misses outside, will get another. That's ball one. Such a great start to this inning. Can Alfonso complete the comeback here? The 1-2 from Eknes on its way. Misses low and in, ball two. 2-2 the count. Two out. Tying run at second, top of the ninth inning. Marauders down one. Eknes comes set, the righty. We'll check on Mitchell at second and fire home. Popped up, foul and out of play back behind home plate. We'll try it again. Sixth pitch of the trip. Another 2-2 with the game on the line from Eknes to Omar. Coming home. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt for strike three. Game over. The Marauders carry a 5-1 lead into the back half of the game and fall here 6-5. We get to spend on the air, and with those of you tuning in at home, it means a heck of a lot that you were joining me day in and day out here in 2023. 6-5 the final once more here on a Sunday afternoon at the ballpark at the Palm Beaches. The Marauders fall to 3.5 games outside of first place. We're back home for our final homestand of the year at Lecom Park come Tuesday night. Fan appreciation night set for Saturday. That will be one heck of an outing. Expecting around 5,000 at the oldest ballpark in minor league baseball for that one. Your voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny. We will see you on Tuesday night. So long for now on the Marauder Radio Network.